Praise the Lord. Yes, we are one of Messiah congregation, and I'd like to ask the Lord to bless and anoint this study today. I praise the Lord I could be here, and thank you for coming, whoever's here, and you people on the internet, thank you for being here. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, we thank and praise you for the Sabbath day. Bless and anoint this day, put a wall of fire around and about us. Lord, we pray, Lord and God, you'll make a move in our lives that we don't even know about, Lord and God. We pray to a living God, a creator of the universe that sees us, hears us, watches us, knows the very intent of our hearts. Lord and God, I pray today, Lord and God, that you'll bless this Sabbath day, put a wall of fire around and about thy people, caution us from any evil. Lord, I pray, Lord and God, that you'll open a window of utterance for us, a door of utterance, Lord, that we don't even know about. Lord, send down healing from the kingdom of heaven upon those that are sick and afflicted in the body, upon my wife and other people that are sick, Lord and God. I pray, Lord and God, and those that are sick spiritually, that you'll wake them up before it's everlastingly too late. I thank and praise you today for the Sabbath day. Thank you, Lord and God, for the blood of the Messiah, and you are the Messiah, the chosen one of Israel. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God we could be here. There you go. Well, today is December 1st. December 1st, 2007. Isn't that nice? Yes, and God has his own calendar. It's the 20th day of Kislev in the Bible, the ninth month of God. You know, I just thank God that, you know, God gives us faith and he gives us perseverance, because sometimes it feels like, you know, sometimes it does feel like you're all alone. But we're not alone, because we're with the living God, and that he is so alive and he's so on his throne. And we try to tell everyone about his calendar and about his feasts, and people still do not want to hear it. But it's the ninth month of God. It's the month of Kislev. There it is, Zechariah chapter 7, verse 1. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Darius that the word of the Lord, amen, the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah in the fourth day of the ninth month, even in Kislua, Kislev in Hebrew. That's how you prove it, okay? Amen. Praise the Lord. So again, why are we here today? Why are we in this room today? Well, one of the things is the Lord says, forget not the assembly of yourselves together, as the manner of some is. That's why I'm here today, because I like to stay home right now. But I'm here today because it's the Sabbath, and we're supposed to congregate and get into the synagogue on the Sabbath and study and read with brothers and sisters, because it encourages each and every one of us. It does. And, of course, you guys know this. The word Sabbath is 60 times in the Bible. We read from the Law and the Prophets. And you know these verses. I put this on most every Sabbath so people can understand why we're here. We're here for a specific reason. We're not just here because, you know, we just feel like driving to Brentwood, Tennessee and jumping in a room here. We're here because we want to congregate. Okay? So those are the verses you could read. Even the Gentiles. I'm not going to read these verses right now. Even the Gentiles kept the Sabbath. And that's why we're here today. It's the fourth commandment of God. Amen. Now, but this study today is something interesting. You might find it interesting. Below are some of my thoughts. And this is as of December 1st, 2007. I want to do a short recap. Recap is a short for a recapitulation. I want to go over some things with you. There was no Israel again until 1948. The land was desolate before that. If you ever think about that, a lot of people don't give that any thought, because we're here in America and everyone's so busy, especially during this holiday season, even though it's not a holy day season. But there was no Israel before 1948 on the Gregorian calendar. And as of this study, December 1st, 2007, many people from many nations are making aliyah, okay? Which means rising, ascending to Israel, okay? Yes, and if you're listening to me, I already said the land was desolate before 1948, right, before that. And now, of course, it's not desolate anymore, because now there's people from all around the world making aliyah to Israel, and that means going to descending to Israel. And as of December 1st, 2007, the U.S. is pushing Israel to make a league with the enemy again. This ridiculous two-state solution nonsense. So everything, a lot of things are happening right now. Even though, you know, sometimes the devil makes you feel like there's nothing going on and you're all alone and you're in dreamland, and why don't you just go back to the land of honey, Egypt, like it says. That's not the land of milk and honey, but they called it that, you know. But, you know, so I always ask people, you know, this two-state solution, there's no solution. That's not a solution. Will false peace be achieved this time? I don't know. It's this thing about false peace in the Bible. You know, if you're in the Muslim world, Islam, they're waiting for their leader to appear on the world stage. He's called the Mahdi, which means the guided one, or the 12th Imam. And they're waiting for their Messiah right now, the Islam. Unbelieving Jews in Judaism, they're waiting for their man Messiah to arrive. He's going to be a man, a leader. They're going to stick him on the throne when they build the temple. Okay? And of course, the Israel of God, which is us, the believers in the Messiah, we're waiting for the true Messiah to arrive the second time, because we believe he came once and he's coming back. Okay? So everyone's got a different thing going on right now. And there's other religions got other, they're waiting for their anointed one too. Now, I don't know if anyone keeps up with the news. In November, I think it was 29th or 28th, there was a summit in 2007. The Annapolis, Maryland, happened in Maryland, where President Bush and, of course, all the enemies of Israel were there. And even Syria showed up, and they wanted to stick their hand in there and trying to get back to Golan Heights, which is ridiculous. And we have Fatah was there, you know, Abbas. And we have Olmert was there, and they're trying to decide how to divide up Jerusalem. Now, you know what's so crazy about that? In Fatah's constitution, they still never took out that there is no Israel and that there is no land of Israel, that it's Palestine, it's all Arabs. That's still in the constitution. Matter of fact, Fatah just announced that that if Israel fights against Hamas, that Fatah is going to stand with Hamas and come against Israel. This is after America has given millions and millions and millions of dollars to Fatah, the first suicide bombers. This is why, this is so crazy. I keep posing this question to people, but I can't get no answer, and I probably will never get an answer. Why did we or Israel let Hamas take over Gaza? When Fatah was there that we gave millions and millions of dollars to, and equipment and ammunition and everything else, Hamas takes over and they get everything. Nobody stopped them. We should have all stopped them, but nobody did nothing. But anyway, President Bush, you know, he's trying to do this big deal before he leaves office in the next few months. He wants to try to get the two-state solution. I say that's so unscriptural. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's another man that's going to be accountable. I say peace with people that say no state, no Israel state, and they want to kill you. How are you going to have peace with them? The book of Amos says in chapter 3, verse 3, can two walk together unless they agree? And that goes with anything. That goes with people in your life. That goes with husband or wife. That goes with this group of people and that group of people. It goes with any, can two walk together except they agree? Of course not. You can't. So I see the same pattern through the scriptures, you know? I see the same pattern through the scriptures. And you hear today, you ever see that thing on TV, deal, no deal? Okay. Well, it sounds like the Bible, peace, no peace. Because you can look anywhere in the Bible, like in Jeremiah chapter 6 and chapter 8, they're saying, peace, peace, but there's no peace. Okay, and that says it twice. You could read those chapters later. Okay, when is the fulfillment of this chapter? This is a chapter that would be interesting to read. This is a chapter that would be very interesting to read. And I'm going to put down some verses. Ezekiel chapter 38. So in other words, I just told you that they're trying to get this peace going on. They're trying to have a two-state solution. They're trying to give away the land of God, which God says the land is mine in Leviticus, and that he tells the Israel that you are strangers with me. You know, sometimes I do feel like I'm talking to myself. Sometimes I feel like I'm just talking to the wall. And sometimes if you're a person of God, sometimes the devil tries to get you to feel like nobody reads the Hebrew Bible, the scriptures. You feel like you're all, you know, you're talking to no one. But I wonder when this is going to happen. It says the word of the Lord. Here's the word of the Lord again. Comes unto Ezekiel saying, son of man, set thy face against Gog. the land of Magog, chief prince of Mesech and Tubal, and prophesy against him and say, thus saith the Lord God. Okay? That is, the Lord God is the word of the Lord that just came. Does everybody see that? Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Mesech and Tubal. Okay? I will turn thee back and put hooks in thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and all thy army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords, Persia, Ethiopia, Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarmah of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. Now check this out. After many days thou shalt be visited, okay? In the latter years, thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people. Did you hear what I just said? In other words, think of this for a second. I just told you, as of December 1st, 2007, this land of Israel that was founded in 1948, it's a land that was desolate before that, but now it's inhabited with people of many people from many nations, and a lot of people doing aliyah. And right now they're trying to get peace, or I would say a false peace for Israel. So I'm wondering, it's going to be gathered out of many people and against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste. It was always waste before 1948, but it's brought back from, it says, but it's brought forth out of the nations. So right now, there's people from all the nations moving to Israel. And they shall dwell safely, all of them. So one day, you know, there might be this false peace. I could almost see that, because it's all being, you know, it happens. It's being pushed upon us somehow. I don't know when. It says, and then this country that God is going to stir up, and he's going to send the evil thought to them, it says, thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that as at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt, it says, and thou shalt think an evil thought. See? Now that's what's going to happen. See, in other words, he's going to stir up the enemy. They're going to, an evil spirit's going to be sent to them. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely. All of them dwelling without walls, having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil, to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited. In other words, Israel was desolate one time, but now it's being inhabited by all the people of many nations. And upon the people that are gathered out of the nations. Do you see that? It says, which have gotten cattle goods that dwell in the midst of Israel. Right now they're pushing, I don't know if you go to Israel right now, they're pushing like certain pieces of Israel, come and buy some land, come and buy some property, come and buy this, buy that. It's sort of contradictory, because one mouth, they're saying you can't move to Israel unless you're Jewish. And then the other mouth is saying, hey, if you got money, come and buy some land. You know, they're advertising it. But what I'm trying to get at is they're pushing Aliyah right now big time. Aliyah means to go to Israel right now. So Israel is being populated by many people from many nations, just like it says there. And right now they're pushing for a false peace. If Israel just give up all the land, they'll have peace. And I'm just thinking, like, I don't know if that's really going to happen now, but it's sort of weird. But I know some of these verses are actually true, because the land was desolate, and now it's populated by people from every nation. Sheba and Dedan, the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions thereof, shall say unto thee, art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil. Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog, thus saith the Lord God, in that day when my people of Israel dwelleth safely, shalt thou not know it? And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army, and thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days. Now, I don't know when the latter days is. It seems like it's always called the latter days, you know, for the last almost going on 1,800 years since the apostles. But this is getting to be a little more latter days at this time. And I'll bring thee against my land, and the heathen, it says that the heathen may know me. This is the whole idea, because the heathen don't know God, but he's going to make sure the heathen know me when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. See, this is the problem. This is what this message is all about today. It's about, do you know the Lord? People that don't, you could see how many people know the Lord. You know, you see how many people know the Lord? Look, there's hardly anybody know the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, art thou he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants the prophets of Israel, and prophesied in those days many years, that I would bring thee against them? And it shall come to pass at the same time, when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. Praise the Lord. Whew. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven, the beasts of the field, and all creeping things that creep upon the earth, and all the men that are upon the face of the earth, shall shake at my presence. Amen. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood. Amen. And I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Yes, this is God doing it. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself. See, God doesn't need anyone to vouch for him, because this world is so away, so opposite of God. He said, I'll do it myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'm not saying this is going on right now. I'm just saying, when is this going to happen? But it sure looks like the desolate places are definitely being populated with people from many nations, like it says in this chapter. And it does look like they're constantly pushing for peace, 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 peace. Give away more land, land, land. There's no such thing. Okay. Well, anyway, just to I'll do another recap for you. Besides the Annapolis, Maryland, phony giveaway Jerusalem summit, we heard in October 13th, 2004 already. 2004. Can you believe that? It's 2007. There was a ceremony took place in Tiberias, the launching of the reestablished Sanhedrin, the highest Jewish legal tribunal in the land of Israel. I don't know if a lot of people forgot about that, but that's been since October 2004. The reestablished Sanhedrin in Israel, and many people are pushing right now, they're pushing to build the third temple, okay? And they want to do blood sacrifices right now, as of December 1st. I mean, we're talking about right now. There needs to be a temple built for the verses below to be achieved. I know that. I mean, a lot of people, they never put these verses together. It's about the anti-Mashiach, the anti-Messiah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Apostle Paul is telling the Thessalonians in Thessalonica, Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord, Yeshua, the Messiah, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as the day of the Messiah is at hand. Yes, we believe he's coming back again. He came once, and he's coming back. It's going to be an amazing day. Okay? Let no man deceive you by any means. Okay? Don't let anyone deceive you. For the day, that day, what day are we talking about? We're talking about the day of the Lord. That day shall not come. So the day of the Lord's not coming unless there come a falling away first. And if you look that up in the Greek, yeah, it says apostasy, and it's going on right now. Even the televangelists, they're telling people Jesus is not the Messiah. He never came to be the Messiah. The Jews never rejected the Messiah, according to John Hagee, who's a false prophet. And no one's making a stand. If you make a stand now against that, everyone says, oh, you're mean. Oh, you're just negative. No, John Hagee is an Antichrist spirit according to the Bible. He doesn't believe that Yeshua is the Messiah and that he came in the flesh. But anyway, this person here who opposed it and exalted himself above all that's called God or that is worship, so that he, this anti-Mashiach, as God, sit in the temple of God, showing himself that he's God. So in other words, this can't take place until there's actually a temple. Now, I'm thinking also, we're the temple of the living God, every one of us, so we don't want spiritually any antichrist doctrines to enter our temple. We don't want any false doctrines to enter our temple. And we know whatever spirit, whatever physical there is always a spiritual and vice versa. So there will be a physical temple too, okay? One day, because they're pushing for it right now. They're even making concessions, and they're saying, oh, maybe it really is over here. In other words, so they don't interfere with the mosque that's there. They're saying, oh, maybe it's over there and over there. There's a big debate where it should go, you know. So Paul says, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withhold it, that he might be revealed in his time. The mystery of iniquity doth already work, and it's already been working back then, from back then. That's almost 1900 years ago. Only he who now let it will let until he be taken out of the way. Okay? It says, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. So, in other words, the brightness of the Lord's coming. He's going to destroy this devil. It says, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. See, a lot of people, they don't read this slow, this thing about power, signs, and lying wonders. In other words, they're going to look like wonders. They're going to look like wonderful signs, but they're lying. Miracles. With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. You know why? Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. That's why. So God is going to send them. Look what God's going to do. For this cause, God's going to send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Oh, I see this constantly. I see people believing lies all day long. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. I was just at a, I just did a preaching at a Baptist church, you know, and the people there actually told me, I didn't tell them, they told me Christmas was pagan, the tree was pagan, but they're still doing it. They're still going to do it. I didn't even know what to say. I mean, if you know it's all pagan, what can I tell you? So I see the same pattern through the whole Bible. I see the same pattern through the whole Bible. Peace, no peace. I see peace, destroy. There's leagues made, working deceitfully. I see peace, and then I see sudden destruction. You know, these leagues that America is pushing Israel to get involved with, we're talking Fatah was the first suicide bombers. I mean, that's insane. We gave them millions and millions of dollars recently in 2007. And weapons, yes, ammunition, tanks. We gave the devil all this. Anyway, this is the same thing as Thessalonians. It says in Daniel chapter 8, verse 23, in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the fore, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. We just read that in Thessalonians. It says, and he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. Yes. And through his policy, listen to this, through his policy, everyone's making policies today, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, by what? Peace. He by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand, of course. You can't fight the Lord. Amen. So this peace is like, every time I hear peace, 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 I know destruction's coming. You know what Hamas just said? They said they want America and everybody else to make this peace deal with Israel. They said, you know why? Because as soon as you make it, we'll come over and take over Samaria and Judea, just like we took over Gaza. That's what they said. So if we, I mean, this is so ridiculous what's going on in the world. Now, I know we're not the only ones that see this. What are the politicians? Are they all delirious? Are they drunk? Are they spiritually delirious? And the vision of the evening and the morning, which was told, is true. Wherefore, shut up the vision, for it is yet for many days. And listen to Daniel. Daniel, brother Daniel, who's a prophet, he says he fainted and he was sick certain days. Afterward, I rose up and I did the king's business, and I was astonished at the vision, but none understood it. You know, it's a terrible thing. Daniel 11:21, in his estate shall stand up a vile person to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, and he shall come in what? Peaceably. He's going to come and he's going to obtain the kingdom by flatteries. I mean, who doesn't know this? Patterns through the whole Bible. Peace, 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 and then they want to destroy you. How come our government don't know that? And after a league, let's go sign an agreement with him. After a league made with him, he's going to work, what? Deceitfully. For he shall come up and shall become strong with a small people. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Fatah is a small people. God, you know, Hamas is tiny, but no one's making a stand with them. He shall enter peaceably, even upon the fattest places of the province, and he shall do that which his fathers have not done. And his father's fathers, he shall scatter among them the prey and spoil and the riches, yea, and he shall forecast his devices against strongholds even for a time. They may be for a year, I don't know. Yes, well, that gives the impression right there, he might be part Jewish because he's not going to do what his father's fathers have done. So the anti-Messiah, he has to be part Jewish because they'd never stick a regular Gentile on the throne in the new temple that's going to be built. That would be ridiculous, whoever thinks that. And both these kings' hearts shall be to do mischief, and they shall speak lies at one table. But it shall not prosper, for yet the end shall be at the time appointed. I mean, this. See what it says, that the time appointed? In other words, no matter how long it takes, this is still going to happen. And the king shall do according to his will. And he shall exalt himself. Listen to this. Tell me if this don't sound like Revelations. I mean, excuse me, Thessalonians. He's going to exalt himself and magnify himself above every god. And he shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods. And he shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. For that is determined shall be done. So this is a positive thing that's going to happen. I mean, it's definitely going to happen. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. That gives the indication he might be part Hebrew, Jewish. Nor the desire of women. Now that's a little scary right there. He's not going to regard any god. He's going to magnify himself above all. Who does that sound like? Lucifer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, and that's the anti-Mashiach. So 1 Thessalonians 5:3, for when they say what? Peace and safety, what happens? Sudden destruction coming upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Amen. So I just tell people to be mindful of this. You know, people, I hear there's a lot of evangelicals right now. They're pushing for, they want the two-state solution so they could have peace. Peace, 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 peace. Then there's other evangelicals that are running around trying to make a stand, but they don't keep the commandments anyway. And then they tell Jesus is not the Messiah. It all goes to know between good and evil, okay? It goes back to Genesis. And we see out of the ground the Lord God made to grow every tree that's pleasant to the sight. Something that's pleasant for you, to your sight, you know. Good for food, the tree of life, which is in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That knowledge of good and evil has been craved, you know. It's craved. Genesis 2:17, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Genesis 3:5, for God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. The devil was telling this to Chava, Eve. The devil knows the scriptures. Genesis 3:22, and the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, showing plurality. The man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. So he kicked out Adam and Chava, Eve, out of the garden, okay? But this craving for knowledge is the wrong knowledge because they want to know good and evil. Okay, next verse, please. Numbers 14:31. Now, here's the interesting thing. This is really important. It says, your little ones that they said should be a prey, the Lord says, those are the ones I'm going to bring into the land, okay? It says, and they, that they may know the land which the older people despised. The little ones in Deuteronomy 1:39, which you said shall be a prey, and your children, it says, which in that day had no knowledge of good and evil, they shall go in thither, and unto them will I give it, and they shall possess it. So I'm saying, yes, it says, come unto me, all you, all these little children, you know, blessed are the children that come unto, because they don't know the difference between good and evil. But people today know, they should know the difference between good and evil. Just that Satan has blinded the minds of those that believe not. In other words, they don't believe, so anything goes. There's, in Romans 2, there's no respect of persons with God. For as many as have sinned without the Torah. If you sin without the Torah, in other words, you're not innocent anymore like a child, like these children were, that didn't know the difference between good and evil. So if you know there is a law, a Torah, and you sin without that, you're going to perish without law. And all of you that sin in the Torah, if you know the Torah and you sin in it, you're going to be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the Torah are just before God, but the doers of the Torah shall be justified. So in other words, you can't say, well, I just didn't know. If you're of the age of accountability, you're no longer like those children I just read you. See, they just get in because they're young. They don't know the difference between good and evil. But everyone now, at a certain age, you know the difference. And you can't say, well, I just don't know. Well, yes, you do. I asked about 40 people the other day at a Baptist church, who was the new covenant given to? Nobody knew. I asked all of them, where's the Ten Commandments in the Bible? Just about none of them knew. I think one person said, oh, I think it's in Exodus. He didn't even know. He had no idea. Okay? So what I'm trying to say is, they have not known me, say the Lord. They don't know the Lord. That's really important. So do you know him? Unfortunately, some people do know the Lord, but when it comes to making a stand once in a while, like Brother Peter here, when he was not converted, he said right there in Luke 22:57, Peter denied the Lord and said, I know him not. So don't let situations make you not do this. Luke 12:8. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denies me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. So a lot of times you'll say you don't know the Lord. There's a lot of people that I know, pastors that know different things in the Bible. They said, well, oh, we don't know that. But they do, because it's right in the Bible. But they'll lose their job, their congregation, tithes. You know, they'll lose their whole thing. In Job 36:26, you know, God is great, and we know him not. Have you ever seen him? It says, neither can the number of his years be searched out. I mean, we were talking about that this morning, my wife and I. We were saying, God of the whole universe, I mean, he's outside the universe. He's watching us right now. He hears us. Please manifest yourself. Come to us. We need the word of the Lord to come to us, right? We'd love to have a visit. You know, in this chapter right here, Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 1, there's three kinds of people. The ones that turn back, the ones that don't seek the Lord, and the ones that don't even inquire of him. I mean, there's three different kinds of people in this verse. The word of the Lord, which came unto Zephaniah, the son of Cushai, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah. This is God. This is God talking. The one that, you know, everyone turned into the Easter bunny. God says, I will utterly consume all things from off the land, saith the Lord. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the fowls of the heaven and the fishes of the sea, and the stumbling blocks with the wicked. I will cut off man off the land, saith the Lord. I will also stretch out my hand upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place, and the name of the cherubims with the priests. And them, God's going to cut off them that worship the host of heaven upon the housetops, and them that worship and swear by the Lord. Oh, we love the Lord. And then they go, they swear by Malcolm at the same, at the other side of their mouth. That's like some people say, we just love the Lord, and then they go do, they go break his commandments. Oh, we love the Lord. And them that are, God's going to come and execute judgment upon them that have turned back from the Lord. So the Baptists are out of luck there. Because these people knew the Lord, they turned back from the Lord. And those that have not sought the Lord. Oh, I just don't have time to read the Bible. Oh, I'm too busy. And then there's the other people. I don't even want to inquire of him, man. That's not in my lifestyle. I mean, I want to do something else. You know anybody like that? Yeah, I do. You say you know him, God, do you? I ask this to the Christians. The Christians hate this verse. John says in 1 John 2:3, and hereby we do know that we know him, if what? If we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is what? A liar, and the truth is not in him. So if you say you know the Lord, what Lord do you know if you don't keep his commandments? You're a liar. How many liars are going to heaven? None in Revelations. So, but we do know that we know him. You know why? Because we keep his commandments. Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord. Hosea 4:6. God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, and the Lord says, I am knowledge, I will also reject thee. And thou shalt no more be a priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the Torah of thy God. He says, if you forget the Torah of God, I will also forget your children. Whoa, powerful verse. Isaiah 33:6, and this is why you have to have wisdom of God, the fear of the Lord. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of the times, the strength of salvation, the fear of the Lord. Better be your treasure. Yes. Now, unfortunately, most of the people are just like this. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways. Jeremiah, I feel sorry that you had to go through this. And I feel we go through the same thing. Oh, we like those people. You know, they're nice people. Stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they what? What do most everybody say? I don't want to. We don't want to walk therein. We want to keep all the pagan holidays. We want to keep the pagan Jewish holidays, just like Hanukkah is false, you know, and we want to do Christmas, and we want to do all the paganists. We don't want to serve the Lord all the way. You know, Ezekiel had the same situation. They told Ezekiel in chapter 33, verse 32, Thou art a very lovely song to us, Ezekiel, like one that can has a pleasant voice. Man, you're great, Ezekiel. You can play well as an instrument. They hear your words, Ezekiel, but they do them not. That's, you know, sometimes you feel like, don't you feel sometimes like you just, I almost feel like I'm getting out of energy, you know, trying to talk to people, and because you get nowhere, right? But that's our duty before God. He told Ezekiel, whether they listen or not, go tell them anyway. They are a rebellious house. Jeremiah 4:22, my people are foolish. God says, my people are foolish. He says, they have not known me. They're sottish children. It says, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil. I know a lot of people that are wise to do evil. But to do good, they have no knowledge. That word sottish means a fool. A sot is a fool. It's something stupefied with drink, like drunken. They're driven to excess, to drinking. So what are you given to? That's the question. Are you given to, who knows? It's Isaiah 47:8. Therefore, hear now this, thou that art given to pleasures. Are you given to pleasures? Do you want to just dwell carelessly? That you want to say in your heart, I am and there's none beside me? It's all about me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. It's all about me. The Lord says, But these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon thee in their perfection, for the multitude of thy sorceries, for the great abundance of thine enchantments. See, the things are making haste. A lot of people think that judgment is sleeping. Judgment isn't sleeping. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness, and thou hast said, none see it me. A lot of people think they're doing everything behind everyone's back. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it had perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am and none else beside me. It's all about you. You ever hear those psychiatrists and psychology? It's all about you. Therefore, evil shall come upon thee, and thou shalt not know from whence it ariseth. And mischief shall fall upon thee, and thou shalt not be able to put it off. Desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. It comes upon you swift. God comes upon you swift. Okay? Stand now with thine enchantments, and with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth, if so be that thou shalt be able to profit, if so be that thou mayest prevail. Thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers and the stargazers and the monthly prognosticators stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Where are they? Behold, they shall be stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. How are they going to deliver you? There shall not be left, shall not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before it. Thus shalt they be unto thee with whom thou hast labored, even thy merchants from thy youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter. None shall save thee. A lot of these people seek unto the wrong thing. They're driven to the wrong satanic forces. Some people in Jeremiah 6:13, they're given to covetousness. From the least of them, even to the greatest of them, even everyone is given to covetousness. From the prophet, even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. That's like all these people today. You know, some people think that all these ministers are the anointed of the Lord. They are not. They never kept the Ten Commandments. They don't even know about the calendar, the Feast of the Lord. They don't know nothing. Who called them? Because they graduated a theological seminary or a divinity school or rabbinical school that makes you a prophet? God told Jeremiah, before you were even born, I knew you in the womb. Hosea 5:4, they will not frame their doing to turn unto their God. For the spirit of whoredoms is in the midst of them. They have not known the Lord. That's what my message today is. These people could not know the Lord that want to have a two-state solution. It's impossible. You could not know the Lord if you want to let the Antichrist sooner or later show up in the third temple and sit on the throne. Psalms 95:10, 40 years longer was I grieved with this generation and said, it's a people that do error in their heart, and they have not known my ways, saith the Lord. Now, God says they have not known him. In Isaiah 40:21, he says, Have you not known? Have you not heard? Have it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. That's who we're talking about, okay? That bringeth the princes to nothing, he maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. You know, he could just put you in a comatose state for a couple of years, you know? Comatose. They shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown, yea, their stalk shall not take root in the earth, and he shall also blow upon them, and they shall not wither. They shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. You ever see that? I don't know if anyone's ever seen that. I have. To whom then will you liken me, saith God? Or where is my equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who had created these things that bring out their host by number? He called them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? I say the same thing. Hast thou not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not, neither is weary, never, neither is there any searching of his understanding. Praise the Lord. He giveth power to the faint. Do you feel faint today? He can give you power. Praise the Lord. To them that have no might, he increaseth the strength of you. Praise the Lord. We claim strength today, power. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise the Lord. And it's such a shame that they knew him not. No one knows the Lord. I'm to the conclusion that most people don't know the Lord. Even though there's like thousands and thousands of churches, they couldn't know the Lord. Because if you say you know the Lord and you don't keep his commandments, you're a liar. Matthew 17:12, but I say unto you that Elias has come already. Even Elias, the forerunner of the Messiah, John the Baptist, and they knew him not. So whatever they do to the forerunner, they do to the Messiah. It says, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. They didn't even know him. John 1:10, he, the Messiah, was in the world, and the world was made by him. But guess what? The world knew him not. Right? The world knew him not, the Messiah of Israel. It's just a sad thing to me that most people don't know the Lord. It says, the next day John sees the Lord, Yeshua, comes to him and said unto him, the Lamb of God, behold the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world. So John recognizes this, right? This is he of whom I said, after me shall come a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And John says, I knew him not, but he shall be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I came baptizing with water. John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon the Messiah. Praise the Lord. And John says, I knew him not. Isn't that strange? Remember when John was in prison? He said, go find out again who he is. I mean, that's why you got to make sure you recognize the Messiah. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And John says, I saw and I bear record, this is the Son of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. He is the Messiah. Acts 13:27. They don't know the Lord. I'm telling you, people don't know the Lord. And they that dwell in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, they didn't even know him. Nor yet the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath day like we do, they fulfilled in killing the Messiah. They condemned him to death. John 7:27, howbeit we know this man from whence he is, but when the Messiah cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. Then cried Yeshua in the temple as he taught, saying, you both know me, and you know whence I am. I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true. Whom you don't know, whom you know not. They don't know the Father. And Yeshua says, I know him, for I'm from him, and he sent me. I'm the Word. I'm his Word made flesh. Praise the Lord. John 8:54, Yeshua answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him. He's telling this to the religious leaders. I tell this to the religious leaders today. You don't know the Lord. Not the Lord I know. It says, but I know him. Yeshua said, I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I should be a liar like unto you. If I say that his word is not true, I'm a liar like you. But I know him, and I keep his sayings. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. John 14:6, Jesus, Yeshua, said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. If ye had known me, you don't even know me, you would have known my Father. From henceforth you know him and have seen him. Praise the Lord. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and suffice it us. And Yeshua's getting like, oh. Yeshua said unto him, have I been so long time with you, Philip, and yet thou hast not known me? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? What it all comes down to, if you love me, keep my commandments, if you love me. And I will pray the Father, he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, which the world cannot receive. The world is not going to receive the Spirit of truth, because it seeth him not. Where is the Spirit of truth? I don't see no God. What are you talking about? Neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Praise the Lord. John 16:3, these things they will do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. So don't think when people double cross you and lie to you and they want to do other things, they don't know the Father. They don't know the Lord. I'm starting to wonder if people are really born again. Are they really a new creature? Or are they just the same old person? If you don't see a realistic change, there probably isn't a change. And that's pretty normal. If they're doing the same things, how could they be different? I can tell you, oh, I'm different, and then I'm doing the same things. That's ridiculous. Whew. These things will they do unto you, because they know not the Father nor me. And Jesus, Yeshua, says, O Father, O righteous Father, the world had not known thee. They don't know you, Father. But I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. Yes, the Lord always, I thank God that he selected some people that do know the Lord and do know the Father. Romans 3:17, the way of peace they have not known. Who's the peace? Messiah. Hebrews 3:10, wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart. They have not known my ways. Philippians, Paul told the Philippians, now, it says, that I may know him. It's all about, do you know the Lord? You know, you can't just read Bible or go through the motions, but do you know the Lord and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship? We are definitely in the fellowship of his sufferings. Well, I feel that. Being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Amen. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend for that for which also I am apprehended of the Messiah Yeshua. Yes. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I'm still here with you. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. I forget them. And I'm reaching forth. I'm reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in the Messiah, Yeshua. Yes. You have to know his calling, know the resurrection, to know him. 1 Corinthians 8:3. If any man love God, the same is known of him. Like if I say I love God, then I'll be doing what God says. But if I say I love God and you see me living the same old life, I don't love the Lord. I'm a liar. Hebrews 10:30. For we know him that had said, and I know him that had said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord is going to judge his people. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. 1 John 3:1, behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world don't know us. You know why? Because they didn't know the Lord. They don't know the Lord. Why do you think we're left alone? Why do you think there's only a handful? How do you think Noah felt? Boy, he didn't have any luck. Noah preached for 100 years. Nobody got on the ark except his eight people in his family. He probably forced them on. Who knows if what's their story? I mean, that's the way it's going to be. 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God has come and had given us an understanding that we may know Him that is true. And we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Yeshua, the Messiah. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. And James says to the people, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Again I say amen. Shalom. And I say, know the Lord, know the Father. You have to know the Word. Keep His commandments. Understand the current events. Understand the people that are talking. If they're saying things opposite of the Bible, if they're doing things opposite of the Word, no, it's not of the Lord. They couldn't know the Father. They couldn't know the Lord. And if you're with the Lord, yes, you're going to be conformable unto His sufferings. Yes, the apostles were stoned, left alone, wandering. If you feel that, you feel the reproach for Christ, happy are ye. Yeah, there's a reward. I mean, of course, everybody wants to be a life of the party, but that's not the way it is with the Messiah. Not too many people are going to want to be around you if you're serving the Lord. And that's the way it really is. That's why they threw everybody in the dungeon. They threw Joseph in the prison we just read. They threw Jeremiah in the dungeon. Ezekiel, they just get lost. They killed the apostles. They killed the prophets. They killed the Lord. So this is the club we're in. But there is an eternal life because your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And we have to believe everything by faith. We see Him who is invisible. Praise the Lord. And I thank God today for the Sabbath, the fourth commandment, that we could study, read, and be with brothers and sisters. I'm going to say shalom to you. God bless you. I thank you for being here. I hope you got something out of this study. There's many different things in it. So God bless you, and Shabbat shalom. So praise the Lord. I will open the room, and anyone is invited to come and talk. God bless you, everybody. Praise the Lord.